It's all interconnected. That was the underlying premise at the 9th Annual Community Dialogue on Poverty, convened by Community Action Partnership and the county's year-old Cradle to Career Educational Initiative. The event concentrated on the intersections between schools, community-based organizations, local government, and other philanthropic funding sources. Keynote speaker Jane Quinn, director of the National Center for Community Schools, said the key to their success lies in building strong working partnerships.
We're talking about government agencies, we're talking about nonprofit partners, we're talking about health providers, and we're talking about the business community and higher education. All of those partners in the community that have a stake in what happens with our public schools, but also partners that have resources that they can contribute to make sure that children have an opportunity to succeed.
As a leader of the Children's Aid Society of New York, Quinn explained, she was able to use that organization's nonprofit status and abilities to partner with their school districts in leveraging additional financial resources for the students.
One of the core competencies that we're bringing to the partnership is that we know how to raise money. It's one of our skills, and we are willing to contribute that skill to our work with the public schools. So we are in a position to bring Medicaid dollars into the New York City public schools. The schools cannot access those dollars on their own. We can apply to United Way for funding. Schools generally cannot do that.
Here in Sonoma County, Community Action Partnership is among the organizations taking the lead in developing additional resources and programs to aid student success, noted Interim Executive Director Jenny Tashef. She cited a couple of examples meant to get young children off to a good start.
Our Avance parent-child education program and our Pasitos playgroups program have been proven to make a difference starting very early in a child's life and have a two-generational effect in that they also help the parents.
By employing strategies such as these, and with Proposition 30's new boost in funding for education in California, there is growing emphasis on reducing what Quinn termed the equity gap among students entering public school.
We start with children where they are, and if they come to us with more disadvantage, then we make sure that they're getting the extra supports that they need in order to be successful. We have examples from around the country of places that have really done this, that have really looked at the opportunity gap that is underlying the achievement gap.
Framing the issue in those terms, added Santa Rosa City School Superintendent Socorro Shields, shifts the burden for overall educational success from the schools alone into a community-wide responsibility. That sets the stage, she says, for applying the community schools approach in her district. But that's going to be a big change.
We are poised to move in a community school model. We have to shift our culture to institutionally believing that can happen. We have to not see it as a silo initiative or a single event in our school and district framework, but rather the way in which we see the world. It's about embracing it fully and having it be part of our daily work in every school, in every policy and practice. That's where we want to go.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.